As they decided that I'm gonna do tests to go there. So here he's coming to be Mazder, the Shachal Vikaya, a Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachim. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu to Shemayim, and the Malachim said, Mal Yisha Beinenu. Torah should belong in Shemayim. Why should Yisha be Zaycha to the Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, O Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachzir Lahem Tshuva. Answer a Tshuva to the Malachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers, I'm afraid, they're going to burn me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Achoyiz B'Kisei Kvoidi, grab onto the Kisei HaKovid, V'Hachzir Lahem Tshuva, and give them a Tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu started to say, you have no shaykhus to Yibud Aveim, no shaykhus to Yitzis Mitzrayim, no shaykhus to Kinna, therefore you're not shaykhus to the Torah. And the Malachim said, no hoidcha al Hashemayim, and at the end they were masking, Hashem Adonainu, Mo'adir Shimcha, v'chol ha'aretz. Zot abdem rebitzu v'lozhen, pshat in the Shach Betai of the Gemara. Perish. Ki aseichu anushi, v'hiyoisai mitzurif el hachoyme, hurak b'koyach, v'loy b'poyol. Malachim are kulei ruchnis. Kulei ruchnis. Adam has a koyach within him of ruchnis. But the mitzias of Adam is a gashmias, is a choyme. So the malachim taina, Torah, belongs to seichel. And malach is kulei seichel, we should have the Torah. Malachim are kulei ruchnis. Kulei ruchnis. Adam has a koyach within him of ruchnis. The tshuva and the bottom line to all the questions were, Moshe Rabbeinu came to get the Torah. Tzolayma shalachin bo lekabel Torah. Shal yoda yachnia hachoymer v'yisale hasechel b'poya yoyse mikem. That was again the bottom line of the tshuva. The tshuva was Torah has the koyach to be mala a person's choymer, that the choymer itself should din HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Melech, he becomes Nisala more than a Malach. It says, a Malach is Kulei Ruchnis. But he doesn't have a Guf to Shterim. A person has a Guf, a person has Taibas, a person has Yisainis. So that's a Shter. But when a person gets the Torah, and the Torah works on the person, that even the Choyim and the Taibas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Madrega of Choyit Shemayim that comes out is even greater than a Malach. Because a Malach has nothing to be choitzitz between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person does, and for that sake, when a person works his choymer, they become nisala, that the choymer becomes a ruchnis, that's a higher madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Choyit Shemayim. And to that we saw last week, a pozach, first we saw the Gevaldige Pshat of the Chidah, how he teaches Alosh in the Ovis Yad Nosim. The Gemara says, Chaim Elohim brings a few lines further down, Barosi Yetzahoya, Barosi Toya Tavim. So Pasha, you learn, Toya has a koyach to be loichem against the Yetzahoya. It's our klizayin against the Yetzahoya. The Gemara's Lashon is, Barosi Yetzahoya, Barosi Toya Tavim. The Lashon of the Bryce and others of Nasnu is, Ein li Yetzahoya, Tikun, Ela B'Toya. Says the Chidah, there are a lot of skulas for a person to break his Yetzirah. But those are skulas that the Yetzirah should step aside. Torah has a koyach that it changes the person that he should want his choymesh also, his taiva should be also only to the Ratzon Hashem. And that's the type of tavlin. A person has a soup, the soup doesn't have a taste, so what does he do? He puts in tavlin. So what does the tavlin do? The tavlin makes the soup, enhances the soup, but now it should have a flavor. Says the Chidah, that's the Taichin Torah Tavon. Torah has a koyach that it works on a person's choymer, that a person's guf now wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. And to this we saw the Gevaldige Rebbeinu B'chaya, after the Lord, Kedai Yimit Sechazan, the beautiful Rebbeinu B'chaya in Tashin Creation. Rebbeinu B'chaya says, Ahot HaShayla. What was the Shayla? Chazal bringing the Medrash in Tashin Creation, that by the third day of the Bria, it says, Ki Toiv, because it was Nigma Meleches Haaretz. He has a kasha. The second day was Nigma Meleches Shemayim. So just like on the third day was Nigma Meleches Haaretz, and if it says Toiv, The second there was Nigma Melech HaShemayim, so it should also say Toiv. This is the Gval Bubi Yisoid on side base and the right of the base. Boy Hiske, it's around four lines into the Bein HaBachayim. Vayavdil Elikim, it's in the Bein HaBachayim. Boy Hiske Ki Toiv B'yayim Sheni. It doesn't say Ki Toiv B'yayim Sheni, or B'yayim Shlishi. Shenigma Melech HaShemayim, Hiske Boy, base for Omen, Toiv. Echa B'gmar Melech HaShemayim. ואיכול יהיה עם עצמי ואני שואל בזה ומה בכך אם הוא נגמר מולכס המים כיוון שנגמר מולכס הרקיה הוא בריאה עשה מולכם שנברו בים שני רואי שיהיה מכיתוי והגמר המולכה והבריאה ברקיה במולכם since on the second day of creation was nigma the malachim nigma the rakia so to say kitoy because there was nigma the malachim shamayim but you like legs of bohem akiyim and lehim of him kitoy He lay knife and hay, Mikol Shah, Maisi Beish, Shem Kitoiv. Everything else in Maisi Beish says Kitoiv. So why shouldn't say Kitoiv in the Lechas HaShemayim? Yesh li loy ma, ki mikan, raya atzuma. From here we can give me Yisoyd. Ki ha'oilam ha'shofel bizman shi Yisoyl oysen yitzayim shalmokim li'ikah ha'metziyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from the entire Bria, mehochol atzoyfa is this world that brings about Kvay Hashem. Sha'af ha'pish nigma b'yem sheni b'riya sarakiyah. V'ha'malochim. Shehem ha'olam ha'olayin. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chayfetz is. Ha'olay b'zeh shleimus, ha'shenigma melechus ha'mayim until on the third day of creation. B'mayim ha'yikovu, v'nas ha'olam ha'shofu, because until yikovu ha'mayim, no person could exist in this world. Once yikovu ha'mayim, kikol ha'olam ha'yamayim. V'hutzichu l'hakvois b'mokam echot k'dei sh'teyroa ha'yabosha, ha'shebo ma'yim ha'yikovu, Nizbasim ha'olam ha'olam. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a rotten for the whole Bria, the Bria ha'olam ha'shofel hazeh. V'imze ho'ya ha'metzias ha'sholim, and through the fact that it was the creation of earth, that from Adam could now come about k'voy shemayim, then it was nigma, the melechas ha'shemayim as well. V'roi l'hat k'kitoy. V'klav p'yir shemayim ha'zeh sh'beshul chazal, v'shol enigma melechas ha'mayim, ki m'mnei sh'olim melechas ha'mayim bo'olam ha'shofel, v'yrotzu l'haz k'kitoy, The Brias Oilam and Cain, Oilam Hashofel Hazeh, who Iker Hamitzias, that we could have a Choymer and a Guf, and from our Choymer and Guf bring a Choy Shemayim, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Zratzen. And here he said the Gvalda Gatayach, we said last week, why is Eretz called Eretz? Because Eretz comes from the Shoyish of Ratzen. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzen was with the Artsias of this world. V'ulai Mipnei Zeh, Niku Yabosha Eretz, ושבו נשלם רצוין השם יסברך וכוונוסי במציאס מלושן הקוסה ולושן מלאכי כתיל אתם ארץ חיפץ וארץ לקדוש ברוך הוא איזה חיפץ רם and to this we will מוסיף and גבל בערכיים הקודש how he says a pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakosha in Pashas Koyach that Kodesh Baruch when Moshe Rabbeinu asks that to save Klai Yisrael the Lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu was Kael Kei Haruchois Lechol Basa Says Arachayim, what kind of a bakosha is that? The Ebush is the Lekei Haruchois Lechol Basa. Says Arachayim, Oy Neskav in the banner right. Oy Neskav in the Dabba Lefonav Dive Ritzoi HaMeskav in the Fonav. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzoi to be Misratzot Klal Yisrael. Api Masha Kodam Loi B'yediyas HaDargas HaChefet Sheyezo Boi. There's a lot of different Madregas steps that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has levels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzim. Ha'echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nachas ruach from what? Shvach v'halo, ashidnu leitzva maila from Malachim. Malachim give shira. From shira, Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nachas ruach. L'mayla mimeno, above that, shvach v'halo, ashidnu nishomes ha'tzadikim, mibeiz oitzah esachayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two oitzahs. Oitzah echad, shal nishomes adayim v'bor loylam hazeh, shal leyem omra, shichlo nishomes ha'beguf, ואיצה בייז של נשומס שכבר בואי לאילום הזה וחוזה וניתנה מייצה החיים the נשומס גבילו את השם those נשומס that weren't created yet and those נשומס which are really נפתן and אילום העליון וכולו נויסטן שיר ושבח וידו לבואי יסאלה בסוי כל השם למענהו אבל למעלה מהם above all these different madrigals of שיר את הקדוש ברוך הוא השיר והשבח אילו מהנשומס Hashem ba'olam hazeh, Hashem toich habasa, the neshama that finds itself within the basa, v'humayne mehake Hashem, and the basa is meinei us. to be makah kodesh baruch. But vehei misatzim and leol v'ashem l'shabchoy l'hoydes l'mamoroi ze elyoin v'choshuk eitzel aboi l'may l'merkoa. That's the taich, the Ebrish of kel haruchois l'chol basa. How does a person add with ois that the choyme becomes this ala of them zalab chayim v'losh, and that's the pshad l'gomor, the kabul atoyebo. Let me get a bit of life. Four lines in the back. Yeah? A person is able to be machnia his choymer, even though you malachim akulay sichli is, but since we have a choymer and we have a toyer, the toyer enables the person to be machnia the choymer, that he be shinis ala greater than the madrega of a malach. Amal lefanav, chem de genuza koyesh nivra ilam at the mevakash lehit basa v'dam. So malachim tain it back. The toyer was created before anything else in the whole world. And you want to give it to Adam? What's the shaila? So loyma, shatoya he genuza ba'atzilus. Toya was in the highest level possible before any bria soilam. The efsha shiyasiga seichel anushi. How could a person be massive to Toya? We were created at the end. The kaduma laka, Toya is first. So who could be massive Toya greater? Someone who's closer to Toya. Just like someone who's closer to Hasinai. Toya has a more understanding of Hasinai. Someone who is closer to the Toya has more asab in the Toya. So malachim tainid, we were created the second day. Adam was created the sixth day. We're closer to the Toya, which is Kula Yuchnis. answered, I'm afraid to answer back. Shembe yisrafuni behevo shebefiro saloyma. Shamalochim heima eish loyit. Kroivim la'aksas ha-toyer. The metzias of a malach is a eish. Toyer is eish. So they're more mesachas to the toyer than we are. Shehi eish agabe eish ki yedua beruchnias. Vahamalochim hem gam ken eish betoyel ha-skola beruchnias. Vezanika hevo she'ein b'cher da'kulay eish. Vehevo peyushoi she'ein agashmi. Va'odem mekayim ha-toyer begashmi is. So l'choyer, we shouldn't be able to get the Torah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nein. Achoyiz b'kisei kvoidi, v'hachzer lehem tshuva. What's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to the Malachim? It's a loyma. Rav said the Gevaldik of Pshat in the Apostle, it's every day in Hoidu. It's a loyma. Ki yadua, Shema she'omru, Baruch Hashem, Elekei Yisrael, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Eshens, Baruch Hashem, from where does the Eibush take bracha from? Because they're okay Yisrael. Like we say every day, V'ata Kadosh, Yoshev Tehilo Yis Yisrael. The Eibush says Nis'ala, with Tehilo Yis Yisrael. Not from the Tehilo HaMalmachim, the Tehilo HaKlaisa. And if you remember the Payet that we say on Yom Kippur, Malachim, they say Shira, Klaisa is Nis'ala. Malachim say, and Klaisa is Nis'ala. That's the whole Payet that we say in the Tehilo from Yom Kippur. Says the pasuk, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam v'ad olam. What's olam v'ad olam? Koi al olam habina. The highest madrega in the world is bina, and the lowest madrega is malchus. And klal Yisrael, through their hilul and through the Torah, we're mevayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ganze world. V'yidei hachnas hayetzer shel adam. To the fact that the Eibusha gave us a Torah, and Torah gives us the ability to be machnia al yetzer. Kayev kol hadinim v'yideze misyachtim l'mayla bina teferis u'malchus, and the kvod Hashem is a s'ala over the ganze bria. That means even the l'malachim were created first, we're created last. That means we have the end of the rope, and that end of the rope ties us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachos highest madrega, and for that klayis ha'ozoicha to get the toy. V'zeo masha omru ha'zeveyach es yitzroi kilo kibdil HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shnei olamim. And the way how we machnia our yetzer, that the guf should be mail HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's our idea at Torah, and that's why Titaich is commercial. Shalomru kosev, barosi yetzahara, barosi Torah tavlin. Torah scheset tavlin, it's a spice. Lahamtik to be mematic, by day hamtik kosoi, is gadol kvoid malchus shemayim. Vizel achoyiz bekise kvoidi, v'hachzer lehem tshuva. So last week we said, the other day, I think we said it outside, Efshe Kadai, we went to learn in Bifnim, And this would be Tashtikl Toyes Chaim under its foot. Mitoyesaf of the Ben Abachaya. The Gemara Dash in the Masechta Sanhedrin that Lama Nikra Toya Toyshia. Why is Toya called Toyshia? Shematesha is Koycha Shalom. Toya makes a person Shvach. So the Toyes Chaim, what's the Pshat? Toya makes a person Shvach. Can't write this side out. Bnei shehi mateshes koicha shel adam. B'chayya mashma shaydei toyach amola shel toyach kama. Person works hard for toyach makes him shvach and matet tzuchos. Shemateshes koicha shel adam. The ein nira. Sinish mashma zoich. The choytze eisen, people who are whole day are busy chopping down wood. The choytze avonim. V'shah bali malachis. Tareyach melachton meruba me'amal shatoya. They get sweated up more than a person who's omah b'toya. V'adirabba. Tarechet achinoyim. Tarechet toya is ne'imus. Toya shouldn't give a person sweating and shvachkeit. V'chol oisek bo. Yesh be'koya suach v'dayte nocha. V'kach nire. The mashi mateshes koicha shel adam lam nifnei toyach amolu. Not because he has to work hard and it causes him kivul shvachen up the book. Ela shekein hidaka shel toya. Shekol ha'oisek bo nase koyach choymoy tosh. Toya is machniya the choymer. The melef, the more a person has toya, the more the goof becomes nisrachik from its koiches. Kidei she is gaba olav koyach nishmasli. Kidei that the neshama should weigh out over this, over the person's goof, so the Eibishter put in toya that ability that the goof becomes shvacha. V'day toy v'chochmasli. Shekol zman. When a person goof is stark, is ain't night in the choyne tzula, then his seichel becomes shvacher. When we high time, on the chazal, Talmidei Chacham calls a man shemaskinim, the older they get, masif and chochma, what's the pshat? Vishal ezek nusam, tosh koyach choyme shalahem, v'kach daitoy nesefes. That's why the das becomes stronger. That's the type toya mateshes mean, toya is machni, a person's choyme. And Mamela the goof becomes shvaka, the seicha becomes starker. And this we said the nifa de kashtikul ritva. Etva de gavaldi kash, behind the pashiyos. Gemara says, Avraham Avinu was a zokain v'yoshe b'yeshiva. Shenema, v'avraham zokain bo b'yomem. Yitzchok, zokain b'yeshiva, shenema. Ayhik zokain Yitzchok, v'atechen einem yois. Yaakov zok to Gemara. Yesh, welcome Yesh and Yeshiva. Chapter 2. How did Chazal dashen that they were Oisek and Yeshiva? Maybe it means Kipshut, they were old. Noch weiter, it has to be like that, says the 2. Because the Pasuk says, Vayik Yizok and Yitzchok, Vatechen Eres, and he couldn't see anymore. So Kipshut, it means Kipshut and Shameka, he was old. So the 2. Yom HaChav Ches. Yitzchok, Yesh and Yeshiva, Hava, Dixir, Vayik Yizok and Yitzchok. Pirish, the ain zokain, el azeh shakana chokma. Vikul ameida, va besoife ksiv, etechene ain amirois, u be yakiv nami de ksiv, kovdu mi zokain. Ha ksiv al yachalus, he was old, and he couldn't see. Alma, zikna dreiv yom mishtoikra. Vais the chayse pasuk is speaking about old age kipshutai. How could the Gemara dashen mean, zokain means, he was sitting in yeshiva. So to ritva, v'yeshloi ma adachas v'sholim. The pasuk couldn't say because they were old. That's why they were shvach. Okay, must be the pasuk saying something else. Because they were learning Torah so much. And Torah makes a person's guf shvach. It's covered by name with Echoliris. Ubishlochon ba'akasa v'loy b'gnusim. That's a chazal. The Torah couldn't be saying a gnai about Yitzchak. So if it says Koya Hashem Yitzchalifu Koya, about it, he had to have good eyesight. Elamai, because he was Oisib b'yeshiva, and Torah is Mateshas, so the goof became Shvacha, because it was Roif Torah. That's a Shad in the Pasuk. And to this, the said over Gvaldiri Rabbeinu B'chai and Kaya Kemach, Rabbeinu B'chai says, in Kain, Lachoya, he comes to say, Moshe Rabbeinu says in the pasuk, "L'mal Yusa, l'chvasa einav." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "By him, everything was sharp. Everything was there. If you tell me there was a Maila The more Torah a person has, the more the guf becomes shvacher. And here it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, his guf was stark. So this we said over, Gvaldi Magolius Hayam, Hashem de Zoya. The Gemara says, Torah Matesh is Koy Choshev Adam. Why? He posit, Toshia. What's at the end of the posit? Ani Bina, Ligvura. So Kizoya, Torah is Taka Matesh is Koy Choshev Adam. What's the highest madrig of Torah? The highest madrig of Torah is a Torah makes the guf not shvach, no, becomes one with the Torah. So at the end, after a person comes to the madrega, the highest madrega is li bina ani gvura, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah and his guf became one. The Torah and his guf became one, so he didn't have any shvachkeit in the guf. The obvious madrega wasn't the madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah, and the obvious had Torah, but they weren't the madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the highest madrega was that his guf and his Torah became one. There was no shvachkeit at all, and by him, lechos seinim, when the greatest madrega. Loshen Azoya, he brings the Nagol Yisayan. Betchila Torah Mateshes. V'acha kach gvura, shenema li eitza v'seshia, li bin, ani bina li gvura. Bring to this from Azoya Chodesh. We spoke Amol, I'm not sure we spoke about here, but Amol Nachumash here. That's the one that Monta Gvaldiga Masha. Chazal say Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. From when did that start? At what point did Avraham Avinu start? Om Fang Lechacha, Mitten Lechacha, Vayei Lecha Yisrael. At what point did it start?
In what time to show?
In Masha, in Masech Tetz Yivam, is Kedai Tzikuk in the Masha. Masha in Yivam is Daf Kuf. Speaks about how Avraham Avinu was able to marry Hagar. Hagar Dacha Mitzvahs? Avraham is a kind called Torah Kula, so how could he marry a mitzvah? Ravina Chagoshim Masho. It's the last Masho in the 11th parak of Yevamos. Dr. Masho. Avraham Avinu Kiyam Kol HaTorah Kula Rak Acha Mila. Avraham Avinu nasa Hagar chayda mila va'oz lekiyam adam kol haTorah. Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol haTorah kula, no, after mila. Before mila, he wasn't mekayim it. So in other words, pshat is the chayyeh. Rabban says a chumash and Pashas Emor that the mila of Avraham was a geirus. What was the mila of Avraham Avinu? It wasn't just the mila like we have yom hashmini. The mila of Avraham Avinu, besides being a Mitzvah Mila, it was a Mila of Geirus. So until that, Avraham Avinu wasn't Yisrael. When did Avraham Avinu become Yisrael? That was with the Bris Mila. So then, even though he didn't get the Tzivuyim of the Torah yet, but it was Aschola of the Torah, and then from there it was Mekayim, the Mitzvah of the Torah. But until Mila, it wasn't Mekayim. In the parasha, Rachazal. Pasuk says, "Va'etni b'isi b'nir b'necha, va'ar b'isra b'moid moid, va'yipal aver ma'ponav, va'idar b'ito elukim leim." Says Rashi, "Va'yipal aver ma'ponav mimoy yeshchina." Hashem Baruch Hu spoke to him, "Va'yipal aponav." She'ad shloim mal, va'hoye b'koyach la'amoid. Hashem came after me, Avraham Avinu was able to stand and listen to Hashem Baruch Hu. What was nishtan afar mila and after mila? It's a maima from the Mami Pana. It's a valdig a maima. I think we spoke about it in the Sukkah, but it's a shaiva. By Bris Mila it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Nisalech lefonai, ve'yei somen. Somen. A lot of different pshatim and chazal types from tomen. The Mami Pana says, tomen means, why the Eibush gave us the mitzvah Mila. The Rama says, to be magbir al gashmias, feruchnias, person's Chayech HaTayve lies in the Eva HaMila. Person makes Mila, then his Gashmias is in Skadish to the Ratzon Hashem. His Magbil, his Yitzoynis, HaKadosh Baruch. That means he makes his Gashmias Shtim to the Ratzon Hashem. Basically, that's what it means. So Maritana says, that's a type of Tomen. Tami means a person is Tamimis. Tamimis is that everything stems together. A person has two koiches within him. He has a ruchnias, he has a gashmias, he has a choymer, and he has a seichel. What makes a thing grounded and perfect together? The koich of the bismillah. Bismillah is a person's ritzoinus, now should be mugda by the Torah, and now the person becomes a sholem. So over then, the Gemara brings Rami Pano. Rami Pano says that what's the story of the mitzvah of sukkah? My opponent says, Sukkah we know has to be Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim, and a Goyi by 10 Tvachim high. Which means that a Sukkah has to have dimensions 490 Tvachim, 7 by 7, and 10 Tvachim high. So to my opponent, 490 is the Gematria Tomim. Tomim. Says why? Because the mitzvah of Sukkah is, Sukkah is Anani Akal, Shechina. What do we do there? We eat. We drink, we sleep. All our gashmi is doing the sukkah. What's the purpose of mitzvah sukkah, Dr. Mayim Pano? That the gashmi should be niskadish v'akadosh baruch hu. The same shem that Kadosh baruch hu gave a rami v'amila, tamim tiyah, salat v'anish ei tamim, that's the mitzvah of sukkah. V'meila said, the svasem is a gval b'gadach. Why is it that until mila, a rami v'ino couldn't stand to see Hashem? Because the guf was a choytzitz between Hashoros Hashchina. So when he had Hashoros Hashchina, it was a neufel. After he got Bismillah, so we'll say in Unser Sprach in the Prime Version, it was a Tchila of Torah. Torah makes a person able that even his guf should stem with the Gashmias. So now, Avraham Avinu, from the time he got Bismillah, is able to stand when he had Asuras Hashchina. Because now the Tome means that his Gashmias was also not a steer to the Ruchnias. So Avraham Avinu, from the time of Bismillah, he was called Tome, and they was able to stand. We do a line in Svasemus. וזהו סלח פון זה תום שטם זה גשמע ממילא פקד תול את תויה אתה גם מבין את אחר וזה סתירה תהם תספיק את הקדוש ברוך once he got tired that was with the bismillah then he was able to stand and speak את הקדוש ברוך אמר יש לנו בזה בית וזהו מה שאומר בסנהד למנגים אז הביאה אס יצוי כאילו קיבדה לקדוש ברוך הוא בשני אלון וכל עיקר הכנס היצא והידיעתו יתוי כמו שקוס ברוסי יצהורה Goyasi Toya Tavlin. Toya as Chesed. Toya is a Tavlin, Lahamtik, to be mematic, to sweeten. By them, Tokosoi, Iskado Kvoy Shemalchu Shemaim. And through that, when Nizgal Kvoy Shemaim, greater than the Malachim. Baruch Hashem El Kei Yisol, Min Ha Oilon Vad Oilon. The Malachim are only in one Oilon. But we're over here, Lamata, and we can be Ochoz Nakisei Akovid Lamayla. Bezeo Achoyiz Bekisei Kvoydi, והחסר להם שוב, את הלאים מהבני האחיזה, שיש לך בכיסא כבודי, על דרך כל הניקר בשמי, ולכבודי ברוסי יצאתי ואף עסיסי, a person has all the madrigas, covered, יצאתי ועסיסי, בגין כבודי, לקשת ולתמך בעמוד התקיפן, that we should be able to be מקשת, to beautify, and to support the כסף הקדש ברוך הוא, By day then, and through this, is Gala Kvoid, Kisei, Midas, Malchus, Shemayim, Makaba, Kol, Ashpoas, El Yoinim, through that, Klaes, El Azoichati, Makaba, Makadish Baruch, Ulazeha, Pu'ula, Misiachas, Moshe, Atoy, Yosem, Malchi, Ashoyes. And to that, Kabos, Atoy, Moshe Rabbeinu made for Klaes, and took it away from the Malachim. Why? Kivan, Sheochos, Bekisei, Kvoidoi, Shehi, Kulula, Mehakoil, The Nishmas Moshe Gam Ken Kula Meakur. The Zel Sheromaz Dixiv Maaches Penekise Piroshas Olav Anonot Lamed Shepires Shakai Mizib Shinosa Ivanona Olav Vaide Hakavose Gufa Nefesh Hutike and Kvoide Shamayla. Moshe Beinu was the highest Madrega of Neshama. By him there was a Hakover. Mamash we said from the Rebbeinu Lechai. By Moshe Beinu there was a Hakover of the Gufa and the Nefesh. And the male who was able to be oichas kisei kvoidei, and for that he was oichas kisei satoyu. Bezeo mash'om sham miyad, kol echad ve'echad nasa le'oyhev. The Gemara feels like some Shabbos after Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, so the Malachim understood that Torah Taka belongs to us through Moshe Rabbeinu, and each of the Malachim gave Moshe Rabbeinu secrets, and from there Moshe Rabbeinu got from the Malach HaMavos the secret of Ketores. What happened now all of a sudden they give him secrets to Moshe Rabbeinu? What's going on? So the bits of the Lashon and Pshat is like this. V'zel ma'asha'om v'shabbos miyad chol echad v'echad nasa le'oyhe v'tzalema kirois ha'malachim heyoysen mishutofim ima odam v'tzad chelik v'shoyer sheyesh gam le'malach b'toyah v'chi malachi elokim oylem v'yordem boy v'tzalema mikablu mimenu aliyah v'yirida kemavuy le'al b'rachayim v'fikach nasa le'oyhavim ki al yodo yikablu ha'ora v'shefa yiseyra Mishoyer sheyesh lemalach b'toyah, v'zel shakol echad masa leidava. So leima hidia yisoid shaboy nechaz b'sharoshay u'masa lemoisha. V'af malach hamavis masa leidava ki unikshe abitzida. V'akol nimsa lemoisha k'nis kalel b'havi. Yeah, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuva? Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuva was, you stand in one specific place. But klai yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, we encompass the entire Bria. Mehochel at Seifa, and because of that was Zeicha to the Torah, which encompasses everything. So we encompass everything, so where's a Malach going to take his nourishment from? From the Torah. Even a Malach, he gets his nourishment from the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu showed the Malachim that your nourishment comes from us, from the Torah. He became friends because they understood that their chelek comes from Moshe Rabbeinu and from the Torah. So they were megala to Moshe Rabbeinu where they are in the Torah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu should be mashpia them more because the Torah is mashpia in the whole world, and to that they were megala to Moshe Rabbeinu where they come from the Torah. V'chim alochi elokim oylem v'yordem boy. Even a malach is shayus in the Torah. So leimem makabel mimenu aliyah v'yirida kemevoy leel b'rachayim lefikach nasa loy oyhavim ki al yodoy to Moshe Rabbeinu that he has the Torah yikabel the malachim will get ha'oro v'shefa yiseyra they'll be zeicha to more hashbo because even a malach he can't get any hashbo on his own. It comes to the Briah and the Briah is the Torah and Torah klai is always zeicha to Moshe Rabbeinu sheyesh b'malach b'Torah. V'zeo shekol echad masa leidava. So leima haidiyoi soid shaboy nechaz b'shayroshay u'masa l'moshe. They each malach showed him where he lies in the Torah, and they gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu now will be able to give back to them the hashpah from the Torah. V'af malach hamovas masa leidava ki unikshe abesida v'akol nimshe l'moshe k'niz kol el v'havein. Mustamad Olam has papers. From now, let's do your Pesach. Let's say you learn something about Pesach. I'm saying, this Pesach, top shenayin dalad, ayin, dosin, dosin. It's like doing that, because I'm aram okin. For next to your sukkahs. Chaim Elosh, bring to our Pesach. Ka'anitu b'shmi, ulechvoidi b'rosi, b'yitzati b'afasisi, dosin soit p'rkayoviz, k'mashu b'al kodesh baruch, b'lomoy, b'boya ulechvoidi, and bring to our Pesach. Ka'anitu b'shmi, ולכבוידי ברוסיר יצאתיו אף עסיסי. זה הנפר שתקל חזר. Top left of the page. סוכרס מדעת המצווה ומקיח את דל מיני. לוקחתם לכם פי עץ הודה, קפס תמורם, ענף עץ אובויס ואבי נחל. When the Rishonim say, what's the Iker Mitzvah, what's a person, a lot of different Chavonot the person has Dal Amin. One of those, the Medrash says in Pashas Emor is, when a person takes this minim, he's supposed to be meshavid himself to the Eibishta. So the esrog is connected to the leiv, meshavid the leiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person takes the hadasim, hadasim is connected to the person's einayim, the surach elevavchem, he's meshavid einayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arov is connected to the person's lips, he's meshavid his dibur. And the lulav is connected to the shedav, it's the gans the mensh, meshavid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So kum tochay, said al minim, the person against the goof, all the Rosh Yevon from a person Meshuvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that a person brings about Kol Shemayim Shein Medrash Mugal B'Gazach. The tab left of the page, Lula V'Esig Hadas V'Arava Kula Achidin B'Shmo Kadisha Leila. All of the Dalam Minim are Mesachis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe Meir said over many times from the Gemara, Chavos Das. Chavos Das says that on everything that grows in the tree of the Gemara of Chuvah, there's a mouth that says Gadel. The mouth says Gadel. A Yotze is the Dalet Minim of the Lulav that there HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself controls, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brings out those Minim. And he brings it then from the Chavos Das. To say the oil brings from the Chavos Das and the Sivis. They uprooted an Esuk tree, and he saw that the roots in the Esuk tree form Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now the Eibush Talayim gives these the Minim. All the other Minim is a Malach, but these are Misach only Takodesh Baruch. Then the Medrash says five lines down. Dova Ach, another Pshat. Ko Anikra B'Shmi, Haina Diksev Priyetz Odeh. V'lechvoidi B'Yosev, Haina Kapas Tomorrow. Yitzartiv, Haina Anaf Eitz Oves. Afasisi V'ar V'Nacha. All the Dalam Minim, what's the Tachlis? The Tachlis is, Kol Ma'ashav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Dalaminim represent all the Roshi Yavon in a person. And a person takes these Dalaminim, he's supposed to be Miyachin, his whole Neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shedra, the Lev, the Inayim, and the Sfasayim, and for that is Neskayim, Chal Nikra B'Shmi, L'Chvoidi, B'Yosef, Yitzatev, Afasisi, four different Roshaynis, connected to Dalaminim. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start 8:30.